This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, as you know, a pleasure to be with you, and I, you know, thank God on a daily basis for the opportunity to speak with you guys and, you know, share what's going on, try to get some common sense to you, try to bring on the people that have a clue. You know, I don't believe in bringing on Facebook experts, you know what I mean. I know there's a lot of commentators out there that will, you know, feel like they've got the knowledge, they've got the inside word. You know, I used to do a lot with CNN and a few others, including Newsmax, and I always got, you know, I think they got mad at me because I always say stuff like, you bring us on and you're looking for experts. We're not experts. I didn't go to college for economics or anything else, political science or any of that stuff. Mine are life experiences. I listen to you people. I read stories. I talk to people that are actually living life. And at some point in time, you go, you know what? People are feeling this way. I don't need to do a 3-year, $20 million study to find out. You know, I love how the Democrats have decided that they know better what's right. It's really funny. When they come looking for our votes, when they come to us and they're campaigning, what do they always say to you? I'm here to represent you. I want to do what you want me to do. I want to make sure your voice is heard. And it's a line of crock. And you know it is. The majority of American people do not want abortion anytime, anywhere, anyhow, without excuse. You've seen the numbers over and over and over again. They do not want us paying for abortions across the planet. They don't want us bailing out other countries. They don't want us sending $10 million to Pakistan for gender studies. Is that a joke? I'm telling you, these are real numbers. They can look up, but they don't want to. Why? Because then they'll get in the way of their narrative. Seriously, people want stronger border laws. Well, except the illegals. But they ignore all of that because it doesn't fit their narrative. It doesn't play into what they want to talk about. Like I said earlier, I was listening to well-known CNN people talk about how blacks are shot at a 2-to-1 rate from whites in police departments from years of systemic racism. You're going to call the black cops racist too now? And yet, not a word about what's going on in Chicago. Not a word of what's going on in Portland or Seattle. Not a word. And where are all these people laughing at Bill de Blasio? Right? De Blasio saying that he really believes that New York is one of the safest cities. What is he, counting from the bottom? Chicago, Seattle, Portland, New York, they're all in the same boat. And now he's got the guts, or just really stupid, he's got the guts to believe he should run for New York governor because he's done such a great job. Right? Come on, think about it. Evangelicals for Biden feel used and betrayed by Biden fulfilling his radical abortion promises. You know what's really funny about this? Everybody knew this. Everybody. And you evangelicals out there who voted for Biden, shame on you. I want to be sitting in the couch when God looks at you and says, what? What? I want to see that. The most pro-life administration in decades was the Trump administration. So you evangelicals who believe in life, who don't believe in abortion, you voted to kill babies, right? Up in your face, because that's the direction we need to start going in for now. And no more soft. Okay? You voted to allow babies to be killed worldwide. We are now funding abortions in countries across the globe. Good for you. Hope you feel good about yourself because you didn't like the way the orange man spoke. I think Jesus would have offended you. Even as an evangelical, I'm telling you, I'm sure Jesus would have offended you. An open letter released Sunday, pro-life evangelicals for Biden urged him to honor his commitment. Yeah, fat chance. Right? You know that old joke from high school? Sure, honey, I'll still love you in the morning. I mean, seriously, this is how ignorant these people are. How many times do they have to lie to you? This is like a woman in a bad relationship, right? Every time the guy beats her, it's not his fault, it's her fault. And, you know, it's going to get better, and he promised me, and. And it never does. And the sad part about it, a lot of them end up in permanent damage to the woman and or the guy kills the woman. You can't fix every guy. You can't do it. Or human being, I should say. Right? And he made a commitment on the trail to these people that he would include the Hyde Amendment in anything, and he didn't. He wiped it out. He wouldn't allow it to be brought forward. That $2 trillion spending bill that people are trying to say, you know, a lot of Republicans voted against it, so now they're trying to say, well, you know, Republicans don't care about people. You're an idiot. It's really that simple. Out of the $1.9 trillion, you have less than 10% is actually going to help Americans make it, going to help American businesses. And if you try to throw, like somebody tried to do earlier with me, throw that number at me that, oh, no, they're bailing out hundreds of billions of dollars in pensions. You know what? That's a joke. California, Governor Newsom blew the money. He made arrangements he couldn't live up to. He was willing to put it on the backs of your grandchildren and great-grandchildren to deal with this later on. Kept kicking the can down the road. They have $180 billion in pension liabilities. And the federal government's going to bail them out, which means we're going to bail them out. Because, you know, they couldn't tax us anymore here in California. But you fell for it. You went for it. There was hundreds of millions of dollars. There's all kinds of money in that bill for things that we should never be paying for. More on this when we come back. Come see your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages passes directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Swingers, pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and long and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
I am very lucky.
Like the fella once said.
That's right. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation and or part of the solution. I want you part of the solution. And the way that happens is you get informed. It's really that simple. Anyway, I need to get back into this because I got so many things I want to hit on, and especially to my evangelical Christian friends who I really admonish you to study your Bible. Don't read it like Reader's Digest. And this soft and Woodstock type of Jesus that you seem to want to you know, seem to want to adore. Doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. He's not a 6'5", 6'9", British-speaking, long, blonde-haired man. That was not him. And he was pretty, you know, today's terms, cancel culture would rip him apart. I mean, think about the things he said to people, sinners that he was around. Right? And you really need, that's why I say you need to study. You need to find out what Jesus truly stood for. Love and peace, yes. Right? Love your neighbors, you love yourself. Got it. Does it mean you approve of sin? Does it mean you approve of stuff that goes against God's word? Like I've said a million times, it's not our job to stick our finger in the faces of a gay couple and say, go to hell because you're gay. I can't find that in there. The book tells me to love them, not what they're doing. I don't accept the lifestyle. I tolerate it. Okay? I don't go beating. I mean, my God, some of the stuff I've heard Christians say. It's like, first of all, let's talk about level of sin, right? Are you telling me that your adulterous or lustful thoughts are worse than two gay guys living together? Is that what you, I mean, that theirs is worse? You know, people committing adultery, that's okay? Because it's like none of your business, but the other one you have to stick your face, finger in their face? Are we serious here? And then, for those of you who are so outspoken about gay couples, where are you with abortion? Oh, that's a political thing. We don't want to talk about that. No, that's a life that's being snuffed out. And as a Christian, it's a life being snuffed out that God has a plan for. My God, I wouldn't want to be the one to explain to him why I got in his way. So, if you voted for Joe Biden, you voted for a man that kills babies, that would make sure that he helped to kill. Shame on you. They go on to say they were very disappointed about the COVID-19 relief package, exclusion of the Hyde Amendment. Some of you don't know, it's a long-standing bipartisan policy that prevents taxpayer-funded abortions. I don't want my money going to abortions. And that's the other thing, you know, we elect these people, and then they, once they beg for our vote, because they want to give us a voice, the minute they get in, what's the first thing they do? They take our voice away, because like I was saying, the majority of Americans, especially when it comes to third trimester abortions, no. No way, unless you can prove the mom's life is in danger. And I wouldn't base that on one doctor. I would have, you know, two or three doctors that had to prove that was the issue. They go on to say that they were even more upset that the Biden administration is supporting this bill. As pro-life leaders in the evangelical community, we supported President Biden's candidacy with the understanding that there would be engagement with us on these issues. Lady, buddy, whatever, he lied to you like a teenage boy lies to a girl to try to have sex with her. Okay, let's just be honest about it. The same lie, this administration is full of it. I say this one, because remember, wasn't he part of the Obama-Biden? Yeah, wasn't he that part of that whole, if you want to keep your doctor, you can keep your doctor, if you want to keep your plan, you can keep your plan, and it wasn't going to cost you any more than a cell phone bill. Whose cell phone bill, which is what I want to know. During the Atlanta Democrat National Convention in 2017, Biden announced that he no longer supported the Hyde Amendment. What was she? Was she in a coma when she heard that? Which had been included on a bipartisan basis in federal spending bills since 1976. Now, if I believe health care is a right, as I do, I no longer support an amendment that makes that right dependent on someone's zip code. Really? When did that happen? Oh, I'm sorry. Are abortion dollars limited to zip codes? No, you know what that is? That's a racist term. When you say it's about a zip code, because it's about where they live. Like they can never get out of there. So what is it, only poor people? This is what they don't see what they're saying. Well, poor people are more sexual, they're more sexually active. They're more irresponsible. Is that what you're saying? That black people can't afford, or Hispanic people, they can't afford. I'll tell you what, whatever you say about the Hispanic community, they may have 9 kids. They're taking care of those kids. I don't believe in illegals being allowed to, I won't say roam free, but work and do things like they're real citizens here. They need to get it right. They need to do the right thing. That kind of stuff. But what I will say, they will bust hump to feed their children. They will bust hump to take care of their family, which I will tell you, it's not so common, even among the white communities. 100 years ago, when I had an electrical contracting license and I was an electrical contractor for a while, I could get the Hispanics to work better than the white guys did. I paid them both the same. I didn't discriminate on the fact whether one could speak English properly or not. I just wanted the work done. I didn't care what they looked like. And they work, and they hustle, and they're there on time. So anyway, to say that it has to do with zip codes, to say things like they don't know how to get on the internet, to say things like they don't know, they can't figure out how to get an ID, that is so demeaning and so wrong on so many levels. This was a major reversal for them, nominee Biden. He claimed in his book, 2008 book, Promises to Keep, that I've stuck to. He said, I've taken a middle-of-the-road position on abortion for more than 30 years. I still vote against partial birth abortion and federal funding. That's gone. Regardless of Biden, you know, and again, partial birth? He's for full birth abortion. It's up to the... And don't call... Will you stop calling the healthcare people? Who's it healthcare for? Most of the time, 99% of the time, the abortion is an abortion of convenience. Joe Messina, your host. I gotta go calm down. We'll be back in a minute.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A final vote on the $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan could come as soon as Tuesday, with the measure expected to be sent to President Biden's desk. He says he plans on signing it as soon as he receives it, but some disagree that it's the solution to the problems brought by the pandemic. Senator Tim Scott calls the bill a progressive payment plan. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that the bill provides states that don't need it with a bailout.
California, that is predicted to have a $19 billion surplus, gets $40 billion out of the fund of $350 billion set aside for states who need help. If you don't need help, you shouldn't get it. And why is the taxpayer, or why are all taxpayers, funding and subsidizing blue states that have surpluses?
This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them.
This shit, that ice cold. Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them good girls, them good girls.
This is the Real Time of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855 732-5560. You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You got to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Well, actually, you become part of the solution. Okay? When you get informed, you get engaged, and you truly get engaged, if you would. Right? I'm off the other story. You already know how I feel about abortion. You already know how I feel about the Democrats being hypocrites when it comes, especially when it comes to stuff like this. They don't see the rules and the laws applying to them, any of them. Really. So John Roberts does it again, shows you what a true liberal he really is. Remember, he was put up there by George W. Right? God, that was a conservative Chief Justice. No, actually, no, you don't. SCOTUS ruled 8-1 today. Chief Justice Roberts is the only one to side against a Christian student whose free speech was trampled on. Now, Chief Justice Roberts was the only dissenter in the U.S. Supreme Court's most recent ruling favoring a couple of Christian students who challenged their university for restricting when, where, and how they could speak about their faith. And where they could disseminate materials on campus. Now, this is really, I mean, this is the first time it's been 8-1. I mean, I'm sorry. It's the first time he's been the only one dissenting. The sole dissenter. Right? This is just amazing. Now, this case first materialized after, I can't even pronounce this name, Sheikh Uzbekaban, a student at Georgia Gwinnett College, was stopped by campus police for handing out religious materials on campus. It is a violation of the school's freedom of expression policy, and it limits freedom of expression, but it limits distribution and other expression to free speech zones, and only with permission from the administration. So they have. They only have limited free speech zones. Think about that. Let that sink in for a second. And when you get past the limited free speech zones, then that's even only after you get permission to do a free speech zone. I'm sorry. Doesn't sound very free and open to me. So even after they moved to a designated area with permission, campus police attempted to stop him from speaking and handing out religious literature. Prompted him and another student, Joseph Bradford, to take legal action against the university for violating their First and 14th Amendment rights. Now, the students attempted to sue the school. However, they were shot down by both the District Court and the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit after the college changed its freedom of expression policy to remove barriers on when and where students could speak. So, both suits being filed were moot for all intents and purposes. The Supreme Court took up the case after Bradford and Yuzvenaban noted that their rights were still violated no matter what the university modified its policy to reflect. Right? I mean, think about it. They do this all the time. Oh, no, we changed the policy. But then they still don't allow you to do the thing that they were being told they were going to be allowed to do. God bless Justice Clarence Thomas. Imagine if he was the Chief Justice. He offered the opinion of the court agreeing with the student's case. He said, applying this principle here is straightforward for the purpose of his appeal. It is undisputed that they experienced a complete violation of his constitutional rights when respondents have forced their speech policies against him. Because every violation of a right imports damage. Now, Webb, they went through a case that said that normal damages can redress their injury, even if he can't or chooses not to quantify that harm in economic terms. Roberts, however, in his first solo dissent, wrote that the court was acting as a moot court in deciding this case and their ruling. Look, see, hear that? There's no damage done here in his mind, so the case doesn't exist. He goes on to say, when the plaintiffs allege neither actual damages nor the prospect of future injury, an award of nominal damages does not change their status or condition. Such an award, instead, represents a judicial determination that the plaintiff's interpretation of the law is correct. Nothing more. Wow, I wish he felt the same way about the other cases he decided not to take and not to deal with. This is just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I'm really, really going to hit a bunch of these. By the way, somebody sent me a note. I wasn't aware. But on that Biden story, 5,000 pro-life evangelicals endorsed him for the presidency. How do you think they feel now? Right? People, they're just a piece of work. Just, all right, let me see. Oh, yeah. I gotta hit the story again. Because this is, it's so ludicrous, it's actually funny. But you guys remember Pepe Le Pew, right? I know, some people are going to write me. I mean, if you're one of those trolls that is listening right now and you're going to write me an email that says, I can't believe that you would be okay with the way he treated that cat. She was a cat, by the way. I think he was a skunk. Yeah, he was a skunk. And first of all, let me say, it's a cartoon. I realize kids are influenced by cartoons. I got that. Okay? But a kid would have no idea what that was or what that was about. And frankly, good parents, should you see your child heading in that direction, will stop him and talk with him or her. That you're not allowed to invade somebody's space. It's just a cartoon. Seriously. When people shoot somebody in the head, and it blows, and it comes back again. Or, you know, and we say all those stupid things that they do. The Roadrunner. I mean, we see all of those. They're just a cartoon. You tell me that a kid's going to throw an anvil off the side of a cliff and ride it down? Come on. With the Looney Tunes, French Skunk besieged by controversy. This is a cartoon again. New York columnist Charles Blow slammed the cartoon and the character. He said the character adds to the rape culture. I mean, this is amazing. He had learned that a live-action animation scene between Jane and the virgin actress Greco Santo and Pepe Le Pew, shot back in June of 2019 for Space Jam 2, was left on the cutting room floor because of it. So the actress lost her part. Because cancel culture was not interested in seeing Pepe Le Pew chase her around. So that's what's going to happen. Every scene, you're not going to be able to have a guy, actively pursue a woman, even aggressively. Not hurting her, not laying his hands on her necessarily. Grabbing her hand, kissing her hand. I mean, are we serious here? It's just amazing. The live-action Space Jam 2 scene was filmed by the pick's first director, Terrence and Nance. I don't even care about all of that. But Pepe was said to appear in a black and white Casablanca-like film, a cafe sequence. He plays the bartender, starts hitting on a woman at the bar. He begins kissing her arm, which she pulls back. Then she slams Pepe into the chair. I mean, come on. This is just a funny cartoon scene, but the cancel culture can't handle it. This is nothing more than, according to one person, this is nothing more than glorifying a sexual predator. And didn't you just vote one in? To office, that is? It's funny the double and triple standards they have, isn't it? I can't find any comments from this person on Cuomo. Yeah, because there aren't any. See, again, they only speak out against others. They only speak out against those that have an R in their names. Anybody else can do whatever they want. Not a big deal. Right? I watch them all. I don't watch them, like, religiously. But if I'm just trying to do a brain dead sometime, just unwind, I hear this new Tom and Jerry movie. God, you're going to have to watch that. I'm sure they'll find something that makes them crazy in that, don't you? Anyway. I'll get to this after the break. Maybe we'll hear more of Joey V. I want to hear his speech. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. Listen to Real Center, GCM Live. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-55. 6-3. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, engaged, involved, sending me messages during the show. I'm good with all of that. So, some of you have been listening for a while. You know, all the way back to with Romney Ryan, I was not a big fan. We go back at the shows and check it out. Romney was way too squishy for me, especially after that event, if you would, that he had with President Obama. Ex-President Obama, I don't want to send any of you into a convulsion. But think about it. And he was on stage, and Obama treated him like crap. Sitting in a chair, very nonchalant, arm over the top of the chair, like, what am I doing here? And Romney had several chances to really nail him, didn't. And it was the Romney-Ryan ticket. And I said at the time, I have no respect for Ryan, anyhow. Everybody loved him. He a young guy, lots of energy, yet no depth. You listen to his speeches, he had no depth. It was all rah-rah. It was all happy-happy. And so, then later on, when there was a dust-up as to who was going to be Speaker of the House, Ryan was the wrong person again. And you saw that. He let Obama get away with so much. No pushback on $1 trillion of budgets. No pushback on a lot of the no procedural pushback. I mean, a lot of things these guys can do, we don't do it. The Democrats do a great job at it. They know the parliamentarian moves. They know the procedural moves. And sometimes, whether it's legal or not, they just do it anyhow. We need to start being as aggressive as they are. Seriously. Which means we have to replace somebody. I'm glad Ryan's not there anymore. And a lot more people need to go, like, Cheney, here's the problem. As I said to you before, and plenty of times, Ryan just threw a fundraiser for her. Right? She got a backlash. She's got challengers, Republican challengers. The co-host donors have been asked to pay $5,800 and $2,900, depending. Usually the $5,800 is a couple, $2,900 is a single, to attend the event. The fundraiser comes as Cheney will face two primary challengers, Wyoming State Representative Chuck Gray and Senator Anthony Bouchard. And, you know, she has been censured by the party. The people are not happy with her. Her approval rating is down. Because she votes. Listen, it's not even a matter of voting against Trump. Let's put it in perspective. She voted to impeach a man that was no longer in office. This is no constitutional basis for. Even the weenie known as Roberts at the Supreme Court wouldn't come because he said, well, you know, no. I only preside over, you know, over cases of an incumbent president. Sitting president. Sorry, that's what I meant to say. Now, Trump's repeatedly taken aim at Cheney, as well he should, as well as many of us should. And it's not just, again, not because he broke with her, with Trump, but because she voted unconstitutionally. She agreed to go along with an unconstitutional process. So I hope she gets whooped. I hope she gets whooped big. Remember at the speech in Orlando, Trump just said it. Get rid of them. Get rid of them all. And I agree with him. Get them gone. Get them out of there. You have got. We've got to clean the Republican swamp first. You agree? We've got to get rid of these people who don't have a backbone, who won't stand strong. You know, remember, Ryan also had a turbulent relationship with the former president during his time as House Speaker. Trump repeatedly attacking the Wisconsin Republican, constantly. Because he wouldn't follow through. He had no, most of these guys, people, whatever, have no spine. And now, they want to go back to the way it was. They want everybody to play happy, happy. Not going to happen. And it was and again, for him throwing the fundraiser, yeah, wrong. Dead wrong. Let's see. What do I got here? I got a lot of stuff just sitting here I want to get on. Or get to get on. Anyway. The, oh, yeah, that was a good one. Senator Bernie Sanders today. He claims that the only reason that Gavin Newsom faces a recall is for telling people to wear masks. Not quite. See, I love these people from outside the area that want to come in here and tell us why we're doing something or not doing something. And the reason he is being hit so hard is because after telling everybody that this was so dangerous, so deadly, that we had to make sure we kept our kids away from each other, we couldn't have people in storage with us, or any of that. He was out having a dinner with 15 other people. And frankly, I don't know this to be truth, but the rumor has it, it's one of his bigger donors. Now, he's going to hit 2 million in no time. They're going to have enough signatures to recall him. My biggest problem is who do we run against them? We do this all the time as Republicans. We go cranking forward. Who do we have to run against them? Sanders said that Newsom, you know, the only reason for the recall is because of the masks. Now, recall organizers announced that they're coming up on 2 million signatures. And all of a sudden, the numbers started to surge after the restaurant incident. Right after, I mean, the same week he gave stricter lockdown. Told us to get in line or else. Right? And on top of that, science, right, the numbers show that a little over 3% of the COVID-19 cases in Los Angeles were tracked back to indoor dining. What does that tell you? And then what did he do? Then he put a clamp down on outdoor dining in December. And there was absolutely no evidence that outside dining fueled a surge in the virus. He also had Corona-19 data from his state, the numbers, the actual numbers, that he wouldn't let anybody have it. There were public record requests, wouldn't let him have it. Right? And last month, guess what state had the most amount of COVID-19 infections? Even with the strict lockdown, he couldn't make it happen. Think about how stupid this is. 50 different politicians, I'm sorry, right-wing Republicans in California are trying to recall Newsom for the crime of telling people to wear a mask or for listening to scientists during COVID. That's what Sanders tweeted out. He's calling us extremists. So we've done enough to undermine democracy already. We must all unite to oppose the recall in California because California is doing so well. These guys love it when things are in the toilet. They seems to be a very comfortable place for them, if you know what I mean. And what are they going to unite behind? I mean, the Democrat Party out here in California is telling other Democrats not to run against Newsom. Because technically, I got news for you, he can run again. So he can be recalled and immediately voted back in again. What do you think of that? I love these crazy laws. And the governor, you know what, again, you can't sit there and tell people this is deadly, this is dangerous. Why would you want to send your kids to school? Why would you want to put them in harm's way? Don't you love your children? And then what about your coworkers? Why would you want to put your coworkers at, I mean, go to all this crap that he spewed? And he broke his own rules. Right? First it was the birthday party. Yeah, it was a birthday party at that tea room, whatever it's called, right? And then again, more recently, there was a TikTok video inside a restaurant in the county where indoor dining restrictions were. I mean, you just see it time after time after time. And then Auntie Nancy, no mask, doesn't even recognize it. Dianne Feinstein, from here, from California, no mask at the airport. So you know the joke, right? Rules for thee and not for me. That's basically what it boils down to. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Write it down. You'll need it for future use. Always, always, always appreciate the time that you spend with us, that you're with us, that you write and send me texts and tweets and so forth. You know, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. And look, this too will pass, but we have to fight and we have to push back. All right, guys, thanks a lot for being with me. We'll catch you again tomorrow. You'll listen to The Real Side.